Blog Talk Radio.
Pick up a chair, sit your ass down, and relax. You are now listening to Life and Shit Radio.
Talk to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, pimps and pimpettes, welcome to another awesome, amazing show of Life and Shit Radio. My name is Nas. I like extra tomato sauce on my pizza. I have a puppy. She's shitting all over my living room. I'd like to introduce my wonderful co-host. Hey guys, how's it going?
What's cracking? That's funny. He says she is shitting all over my living room.
He is. She
sound
is
like you need to go in my house.
Thank you. You sound like you're feeling really good right now, Nas.
Puppy pad. I tried the puppy pad. The puppy pad is not working. The puppy has absolutely no filter or understanding for doing anything other than shit.
Puppy gonna have to go then.
Damn. Damn. Just getting rid of the puppy, you're not
going to
get a puppy a chance.
I'm thinking Chinese restaurant.
No, I'm just saying, if puppy don't want to go to the pad, then puppy going to have to go on the street.
Why are we taking him to the Chinese food place? No.
Hey, no, they know best.
I
trust the Chinese.
I almost threw up in my mouth a little bit when you said that.
I'm just saying, that's nasty. That's nasty, man. For real. I did too. So, yeah, hush. Don't say nothing, no stuff like that.
Meat is meat. Put it in your
whatever.
Mouth.
Anyway.
Start to eat.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, and I go by the Black Pavarotti, better known as BP for short. My story is really, really simple. I was conceived on an opera stage. My parents, let's just say that they got real, real freaky. In 1970-something, from their freakiness, a star was born. Hence the name Black Pavarotti. And that's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Okay, and then that will leave me. And I am Danny's Window. I am lover of all things. I am the goddess of my domain and of all that I have surveyed. No, I'm joking. I'm just a really fun, loving person. And I am the moderator. I'm not the moderator. I'm the peacekeeper. I'm the one that keeps them out of trouble. So, yeah. And we are Life and Shit Radio. So.
Titties.
Mm. Midget.
I knew y'all were gonna say something.
But together we are, like you said, Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrum, all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. Every time we pick up the mic, phone number to call if you want to jump into the conversation is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 is the phone number to call if you want to jump into the conversation that we'll be having today. We got a good show packed in for you. We're talking about Toys R Us going bankrupt. We're talking about these mass killings going on. Does video games have something to do with that? What do you think? Have you ever played Call of Duty? You'll know what I'm talking about. So keep that on tap. We'll be talking about that as well. And just a lot of.
Can you turn that bed down?
Going on.
Nah.
Yeah, turn it down.
What are you doing?
He is tuning in to his extraterrestrial connection. I heard we had listeners over there on Jupiter.
Really?
So are you trying to make sure that they can hear us, Nas?
Yeah.
I think that's what he's doing right now.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Yeah, so we got a packed show for you guys. To for your listening pleasures, and we really appreciate you checking in for us. We continue to put a little stank on it each and every time we pick up the mic, so we appreciate all the love and all that good stuff, because it's just a real good thing. How's your day been
except
going,
for
the- Danny?
Actually, my day has been pretty okay. I did a little work today, and then I came back home, and now I am doing some more work with y'all, and I love it. So, hey.
Hey. Hey. It's been real.
I mean, I know they missed us, so, you know, we had to come back and do something. They missed us. I'm sure they did.
Yeah, I'm so sorry that we've been kind of slacking, but it's all right.
Yeah.
Because we are back in effect, fully in effect.
We are high.
So no worries.
We're
high. We're going to get. Yes.
No, I don't think he's high.
No, not yet. Yeah. I think it's just you this time.
Oh, no, I'm not yet either.
Oh, wow.
Right. Yeah.
Drug,
so you
drug
are.
Free
okay.
Like radio today.
Okay. But that's what you want to say.
Yes.
I'm not plant free, though.
Why?
First of all, say no to dope and yes to hope.
If we want to hear you talk,
I will shove
my arm up your ass and work your mouth like a puppet.
You
just remember that.
Yeah.
Next time you decide.
Oh, that's
did
so
that
funny.
Be like
my man
did
on Don't
work
Be a Minute.
The what?
The D.A.R.E. Remember the D.A.R.E. program?
Yes,
yeah,
I was actually.
It helped.
Yeah,
it helped,
I remember
helped
that. It didn't.
I had a T-shirt. I used to do.
It
like,
helped me up until I turned 18.
There you go. It helped until you realized it was propaganda.
I never got that. I got they were trying to help the future.
No, I got that it was propaganda. It's propaganda. It's lies.
So you mean my little D.A.R.E. shirt was a lie?
Yes, indeed.
You just destroyed my childhood.
I'm sorry. You'll live.
One of those shirts might be worth some money now. What do you think?
Do we really care?
Yeah.
Can you go into the archives and pull yours out? Right. You
know,
no,
I don't have mine no more. Mine been gone. It's been gone. Yeah.
So you chose a life of
turning into a workout shirt?
No. I think they used it to clean with and then it just disintegrated. I don't know.
So you chose a life of drugs?
No, I didn't.
Ronald Reagan's ghost is highly upset with you. I just want to tell you that.
And you know something? There is a freeway, there is a library, and there is also a hiking trail named after him here in L.A., and I really don't give a fuck.
All righty, then.
Yeah.
Tell us how you really feel. Just listening in. This is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. The phone number to call if you want to jump in this conversation or just say hey, it's 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 is the phone number to call if you want to jump into the conversation. Just whatever you want to do, you can reach us that way. Or if you scur, just hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's lifeandshit@gmail.com. We're all over the place. Where else can they find us, Daddy?
You can also find us on Twitter and on Instagram at Life and Shit. That is lifeandshit. Tweet us. Check us out on Instagram. Send us some messages. Tell us what you want to hear, what you don't want to hear. Tell us how much you love me and how much you just really like the other two. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Where else can they find us at, Nas?
You can find us at the strip club with Dirty
Hookers. You can find me in the club.
Throwing them singles, making it drizzle. Not really raining, because we ain't got money like that. We'll make it drizzle.
Make it drizzle?
Make it drizzle. Check the forecast. Clear skies around this yacht. Now, you can find us on Facebook. On the Life and Shit Radio fan page. I haven't been on there lately. I don't know if anybody knows this, but I'm in Facebook jail right now. Like, all of my accounts are in jail. First time it's ever happened. I'm really proud of myself, actually.
When are you not in jail? That would be the ultimate question.
Usually, one of my 28 pages are free, but in this particular instance, it just kind of wasn't in the cards for me. I guess
Nas, you're always in jail.
Listen, I get stuff.
You're always in jail.
Me that I posted years ago. I've been trying to figure this out for the longest. Like, stuff I can't even remember back that far. They reported stuff in 2004 when there weren't as many restrictions on Facebook. So there's no telling what you'll find in the archives. No telling.
Well, on that note, I think we need to, before we even get started, we need to take a small pause for the cause. So listen to this.
Come on, bitch. Listen, let it go.
My name Bishop Bullwinkle. I got the first church, nothing but the truth.
What you say?
Deacon Kyle, Deacon George, Deacon Clay. Open up the door and turn them loose.
Come on.
First, I wanna thank God. For the blood running warm in my veins.
Yeah,
I thank God for my life, health, and strength. I got a sound mind, a lot in pain.
Come on!
I ain't gonna preach too long. I ain't gonna take the service too far. My sermon this morning. Hell to the no, no, no. Come on, come on. Hell no. To the no, no, no. Hell to the no. Hell to the no. To the no, no.
This is Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. Phone number to call if you want to say, hey, what's happening, what it do, it's 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 is the phone number to call. Or you can hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. Just a famous email that you can hit up if you have any show topic ideas that you'd like to hear about. Hit us on that email. It's just that simple. Type it in. Spell it the same way we spell it. We are all over Google. Just Google us, baby.
Google
us. It's the show that's better than your mama's.
Damn it.
It's the show that's better than your mama's biscuits.
Life Tell them. Radio. Get them.
Where else can they find us at?
They can find us on Twitter and Instagram. Tweet us, send us a message on Instagram, or check us out. You can find us at Life and Shit. That's LifeAndShyt. Let me try that one again. That is LifeAndShyt. And and so where else can they find us at, Nas?
They can find us in front of their neighborhood liquor stores asking for spare change, because that's what makes the world go around. Spare change.
Spare change makes the world go around.
It definitely does. It makes the world go around. You can also find us on Facebook, on the Life and Shit fan page, which is absolutely amazing. I'll be back on there as soon as I'm free from Facebook jail. Fun little note.
Do you know how you know when Nas is in Facebook jail? You see absolutely no posts from him. Nothing. And Trump been doing a whole lot of shit lately, and he ain't said a damn thing, so that let me know that he was really in jail. And I shed a tear. And I felt bad, and I said, and I wanted to say, free my nigga Nas, man, free my man Nas, man. That ain't fair, man. Free him, man. Okay, I'm over it.
This is off base facts that Facebook is...
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Actually,
well, it's actually
Sunday,
but okay. Yeah.
You still ain't got shit to do.
For real.
Oh, my goodness, man. Well, Nazir, I think it's about that time. Do you think it's about that time, Nas?
About that time.
I think it's about that time. Okay.
It's about that time, y'all.
Chicken wing report. Chicken wing report. Chicken wing report.
Chicken wing report. Chicken wing report. Chicken wing report.
Chicken wing report. Chicken wing report. Chicken wing report. Chicken wing report. So, this one right here, I think it's pretty common knowledge. My boy OJ, he's back in the news again.
Oh, okay.
He has a show coming out. He has a show coming out. It is called, I think it's, it came on today, If I Did It. I haven't seen any of it yet. I'm really looking forward to it because in the previews, he basically admitted to murdering the shit out of that innocent white woman. Some of the clips I heard, like, when describing the actual murder was, like, I felt like I was right there in the living room while he was killing her. I feel like I visually have seen it, even though I haven't seen it. No.
I wish I cared.
You don't care about OJ?
Not at all. Not in one bit.
What is he trying to accomplish here? A life sentence in prison?
Well,
in solitary confinement. Why, OJ? Why?
I wish I cared.
You have to care about OJ. He's the greatest white man, black man ever.
Whatever.
Well, like you said, he's not black. He's OJ.
Right. So why do I care?
Okay.
So you don't think OJ is rolling with the black people anymore?
I don't really give a flying fuck. Seriously, I have been over him since the trial.
All I can say is
no.
Wow about that. Wow.
No, I don't. And I love everybody, but I just really don't give a fuck.
I think that the news is actually getting ready to break on Trump's side bitch, Stormy Daniels. She apparently has sued Trump for the ability to be able to speak about their sexual run-in. And she's getting interviewed about it, actually, and going to discuss the entire shindig from beginning to end. So, prepare to hear about Trump's big or little hand.
I, you know something? The crazy part about that is I really, really don't care and don't want to hear about Trump having sex with anybody. To me, that's nasty. That is so fucking nasty. Ooh, almost threw up in my mouth. That's just nasty. Ooh.
They call him the Red Rocket.
Oh, that's even more nasty. Oh.
So what you're trying to convey
is that Trump, you don't look at Trump as a sex symbol, basically is what you're saying.
Have I ever? Hell to the no.
You did say it was a little cute before. I dare you say that.
I don't know if that was an SNL skit
where they had him like he was like posing nude on a bearskin rug or something looking like a beached whale.
Just nasty.
Bearskin rug. I think that was an SNL skit. It wasn't really him, but it was an SNL skit. That was hilarious.
The official movement for the $9, what is it, $15 an hour movement has officially been murdered. The reason why I say that is because in California, it's the restaurant Cali Burger in Pasadena. They have a burger flipping robot. Makes all the orders.
Oh, you talking about the $15 an hour minimum wage?
Yep, the fight for 15 people.
You know what? I will talk about that one. Yes, they do have robots that do a lot of the stuff, but it doesn't do everything. So yes, they still do need employees.
No,
the only thing the robots do is cook. That's the only thing the robots do is cook. They don't prepare. They just cook and flip.
So that's like five jobs is eliminated right there from restaurants.
Well, hey. But that place is also a small. That's also a small business, so that might actually work out for their bottom line, considering they're not a major corporation.
Right, but I mean, you can imagine after about if it's successful, if a smaller company is on it, what do you think McDonald's is going to do? They definitely going to follow suit.
Well, I don't think their jobs are going to go anywhere anyway, and plus, they're never going to kill that. It's already been passed into law over the next 3 years. In the next three years, we will be at $15 an hour. Right now, we're at 10, July will be $11 an hour. Why do you have a problem with that whole thing?
Because, listen, I don't understand what people don't understand about minimum wage. I don't understand, like, it's the definition is pretty much in the name itself.
So you don't feel that a minimum wage should be able, people should be able to live off of minimum wage?
Mm-hmm. I feel like people should get the bare essentials, the bare minimums with minimum wage. It's called minimum wage. It's not called livable wage. It's not called comfortable wage. It's not called I can pay my bills and take a trip to Tahiti wage.
So what you're saying is you don't give a fuck. Okay, so what you're telling me is you don't give a fuck whether people can take care of themselves or not.
No, I do. I give a fuck about people taking care of themselves, which you can do. I've proven this time after time on Facebook. Everybody's talking about, there's no way you can make it off of $9 an hour. That's not living wage. That is absolutely living wage in every city in America.
$9 an hour has never been a livable wage, and you know it.
I don't see how. It's called you're spending your money wrong.
So tell me this: you can do two kids plus you on $9 an hour. Can you tell me that?
Now, here's the catch 22.
No.
Here's the catch 22. What you're saying is that the government should be forced to force companies to pay people more because they had kids before they could afford it.
You know what? I'm gonna agree to disagree with you on that one right now because you just really just that. No, you're not spending it this time. No.
I'm not going with you, so we're going to agree to disagree with this one.
You're spinning.
Because I don't give a hell, because not everybody has a decision on when they have kids, okay? So
yeah, you
don't
six.
Get to tell.
You have six.
You do?
And
you
that's,
do?
That's another argument. That's
you
another
do?
Argument. That's another argument.
Are you about to really tell me that? Are you really going to tell me that?
Having kids.
You really going to tell me that?
One of the byproducts.
No, answer the fucking question.
We have kids.
Got him.
That's the fucking question. It ain't always in the cards for people when people have kids. So you trying to tell me that you byproduct, whatever the fuck you want to call it, Nas, you can't tell me that it is okay that people can live on $9 an hour and still have to take care of their children. Not everyone has a choice and when they do have children. You can't tell me that that's just a byproduct. Fuck you and everything else, too, with that.
One of the byproducts of having sex is potentially having kids. Simple as that. Even
you know
with
what?
The, even with, if your tubes are tied, there are potential for tubes to grow back. There have been clinical studies on that. If you're using birth control, if you're using male and female condoms, even if you pop the plan B the next day, one of the byproducts of having conscious, agree adult sex, like, hey, I like you and you like me, let's fuck.
It don't always happen that way. It doesn't
always
happen
that
way.
I'm not talking about rape. I'm talking about consensual sex.
No, but not all families are consensual. But not all families come from a consensual agreement. So you can't sit there and... But it's still something that happens if people have children.
We're not talking about people that are raped.
You can't divide like that. You cannot divide like
that
because shit don't... It's people that have gotten raped,
and it's people that have not gotten raped. Those are two different categories. Why can't I separate them? So just because you
pull my
raped,
life,
you
my head
category?
To fight.
Nas, I can't. I can't. Before this becomes completely disrespectful.
I just wanna thank both of y'all for agreeing to disagree. Congratulations, guys. You've done it.
Why, thank you. I'd like to thank the Academy.
Agreed.
I'd like to thank all of my family and friends and all the people, all my fans. Thank you.
It's okay. Sometimes you're going to have those. And if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums, all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real, like you just heard. That was real emotion right there from Nas and Danny.
Wow.
That was real emotion.
Wow.
You can get more of that if you just email us at our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. LISEANGSHYT.
We're
going to
go in people's inboxes and start arguing.
If you want to yell at Danny, if you want to yell at either one of them, email us at that email.
Yes, please.
Call into the show. The phone number to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217. Just Google us, baby. We are all over the net. You type it in the same way we spell it, LIFEASHYT. Yeah. You Google that, it'll come right up. Bam! First thing you see. That's it. So I'm assuming that was the end of your chicken wing report, Nas.
Yep, that will be it.
Awesome, it's awesome. Well, continuing to move on with the show, and we appreciate y'all listening in. It's about that time, y'all. Yeah, it's about that time. Listen to this.
It's time to get busy at this motherfucker.
It's Danny's Window on Life and Shit Radio.
So, hello, hello, and this is Danny's Window. And today's topic is out of the DMV area. This week, radio host gets ambushed by her own co-host and quits live on the air. Now, I'm talking about this one because to me, this one kind of goes close to home. And if my two brothers here had ever done this to me, I promise you, you all would see on the news that a bomb has gone off in Detroit and Phoenix at the same time. But anyway, I digress. So, the story goes that, on the DMV radio station 93.9 WKYS, the morning show, which has the three co-hosts, which is Danny Starr, Quicksilver, and 5-9. Danny Starr openly stated that she was looking for a new babysitter in her search, and it was her preference not to hire a pretty female to be in her home as a nanny based on past bad experience. DJ Quick and Quicksilver and 5-9 took it upon themselves to invite the female who DM'd Danny for the position on air without her knowledge that next morning to discuss the discrimination of not hiring a pretty girl. Danny felt so wrong by her co-host that she had refrained herself from cussing them out live on the air, told them that today would be her last day. Were they wrong for this? Hell yeah. First of all, she can discriminate against whomever she would like to in her own home. This was not her actually hiring a person for a corporate job or anything in a corporate business setting. This is in her home. Her and her husband have every right to say who they do not want in their home. And for her co-host to bring on the other chick whom they let speak and pretty much tell Danny off and tell her about herself and telling her that she's insecure, when that's not even it. First of all, sweetheart, why are you coming on the show to confront somebody because you think that you're pretty and she's discriminated against you because you're pretty? Honestly, her husband and her already had the conversation. She asked if they have a male nanny. He said no. And she said, well, there won't be any beautiful women. She has been very public about her situation in regards to her father who cheated on her mother, as well as her husband who did cheat on her before. So to me, as a married woman, that just tells me I'm not going to put myself in a position that I don't need to be in. And I'm not going to have somebody in my household that a possibility of something that could happen to go down that would mess up my household. You don't do shit like that. And her co-hosts were suspended. I'm wrapping this up. Her co-hosts were suspended by Miss Kathy Hughes, which is the Radio 1 owner, which this radio show is on Radio 1. They were suspended, and Danny was brought back the next day with other females because the situation actually did happen on International Women's Day. And to me, that is not how you do International Women's Day, by putting two women against each other. You want to uplift and build them. I do give props to Kathy Hughes for what she has done as far as the disciplinary actions. And I give mad props to my girl, Danny Starr. We got the same name, Danny. I give you props for keeping it classy, for speaking your mind, for being truthful, for being honest and being transparent, and not allowing this to steal your shine. You are a star among many. You are a queen. You are a goddess. And I salute you, my fellow Danny. And that is Danny's window.
Wow. I don't even really know what to say right there, because I feel like anything I say can and will be used against me in court.
No. See, and I don't even want that. But the thing was that they brought the woman on under the guise of calling Danny on her shit because they had a conversation about how sometimes, a pretty woman will get the job before a less attractive woman. And yes, we've seen that time and time again. But those are in corporate settings where this is a business. This is something that, there's a business. There are legal laws, there's labor laws and shit like that you just can't discriminate against people. But if you want to bring, you don't even let your co-host know that you're bringing a woman on who's going to confront her, try to tell her about herself, call her insecure and everything else, and you allow it to happen. And then you get mad at her for being upset that you all did this to her. That's your co-host. You all supposed to be a united front. You don't just blindside somebody like that, especially when it has nothing to do with business and everything to do about her personal household. That is the problem. You don't do shit like that. That's just wrong. And then I did forget to add that, yes, Quicksilver's wife did call and told him that he was dead ass wrong. And if she would have hauled off and hit either her or him, she wouldn't have been able to say nothing because he was dead ass wrong.
Yeah,
wrong. I mean, I think that was they probably thought that it was going to be a joke that would go off, that would spin off into some hilarious shit, but it just didn't work.
I think so too.
It didn't work.
I think they did. I don't think they really calculated all of that. I don't think they really thought it through. I think they just thought that, hey, we can do this and, you know, we'll surprise Danny and, you know, we'll get some ratings. No, you got suspended.
He just set her game up. That's the way I see it.
What you mean?
Put that woman in her house. Be a little insecure.
Why? That's not being insecure. That's being smart. That ain't got shit to do with insecurity. That's being smart.
Well, look, this is what I'm saying. A man got money, so if he want to smash, he gonna smash. I mean, it ain't like, I don't know if that's really stopped anything. Like, and it's weird too, because you kind of jumping the fence right now. Because a couple of weeks ago, I definitely remember us having a conversation with somewhere alongside of this. Like, well, you think I can worry about what? Whatever. When Michael goes out and when he does this, that, and the third. So I mean, if you ain't worried about it outside, why worried about it? Why worried about it inside? Are you,
okay,
gonna tell
you know what?
You too cute to work to live in your house because you scared your husband gonna fuck him. You got a husband problem. If you think it, because he could fuck anybody.
You know what? No, it's about the equivalent. No, it's about the equivalency of having an alcoholic. And you bring in alcohol to their house and say, "Here, I'm gonna set this right here by your bed, but don't drink it." Why even put the temptation there? Why even start that?
I mean,
in a relationship, you got enough to deal with. No, you got enough to deal with in a relationship that you don't need to be bringing no excess baggage into that shit just in case. Oh, I don't know. I'm going to just trust it. No, sometimes you don't need to trust it. No, I am not a female that is jealous. I am not insecure, and I'm not one of these females that we're talking about. I don't need nannies, honestly. She does. Her career is where she needs a nanny. I don't need a nanny. My children are old enough to be able to, you know, kind of fend for themselves at this point. My youngest is 13. Danny has small children. I don't. Am I concerned about that? Do I understand where she's coming from? I absolutely do. Not everybody's relationship is like mine and Michael's. Her and her husband came to an agreement. That was something that they agreed on. It had absolutely nothing to do with anybody outside of it. So that's where I'm coming from. It ain't got shit to do with being insecure. They both agree, no, we ain't doing it. All right, cool. They know what works for their relationship and their household.
And if you're just listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums, all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. Phone number to call if you want to jump into the conversation is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217 is the phone number to call if you want to jump into the conversation. You can, or you can hit us on our email. That's lifeandshit@gmail.com. LIFEANDSHYT. Google us, baby. Where else can they find us, Danny?
They can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at lifeandshit. That is LIFEANDSHYT. Tweet us. Send us a post on Instagram. Let us know what you think. And where else can they find us at, Nas?
They can find us in the White House, kicking it with Trump and Kim Jong-un. Probably over a plate of spaghetti. Maybe some steak and toast. Oh, also on our Facebook, on our fan page, Life and Shit Radio. We make the world go round.
That was actually pretty good. I was feeling that. That was nice.
See what I did there? See what I did there?
Yeah, I saw that. I think so.
Anyway, and jumping into our topic, because we have about 20 minutes left in the show. We kind of fluffed around a little bit because we just needed to get all of that out, you know. But we appreciate you.
We had a lot in our system.
Anyway. We had to get it out the system. But anyway, on to other news. In other news, this, according to CBS News, Toys R Us closed up to 180 store locations around the U.S.
closed in about 20% of its stores nationwide due to unperforming locations, primarily due to shifting consumer habits and e-commerce. The big toy giant Toys R Us, they filed bankruptcy in the fall of 2017, in which when they did file, they got bought out by a company called KKR Management or something like that. They were in debt, in heavy debt, to the tune of about $6.6 billion. Billion with the B, that is. That was leveraged by the buyout in 2005. So they got bought out in 2005. They filed for bankruptcy in 2017. And now here we are. The news is coming out and the dominoes are falling. So where do we go and get those Star Wars toys from? And the
online?
Pixar toys? And the,
online?
So that's what the debate is that the brick and mortar stores are now becoming a thing of the past. Now we are all going out there to the cloud, better known as the internet, and we are making our purchases there. That's it.
That's sad.
What?
That's very sad.
It's sad, but you kind of see it coming, though. You kind of saw it coming.
I really worry about humans. We're not like really humans anymore. Like, I remember going to, you know, the toy store. Like, that was an experience. Going to get my, I was big into Transformers. When Optimus died, I was depressed for like a month. That shit was tragic. But I remember going to shop for that shit and like He-Man toys. I remember my cousin, we were so broke, but he got it was like either get the He-Man or get the He-Man transport vehicle. So he picked He-Man and he was flying the He-Man around in shoes inside of Toys R Us. Like, you know, just experiences and memories. You can't do that shit online. Like, that's fucked
right.
up. I get it. You know, because you don't have to pay for stocking. You ain't got to pay for cashiers. You ain't got to pay for... I get it. But it's kind of removing the human element. So, fucked up.
I mean, and I really think, like, you know, as far and going along in the same vein that you were talking about, you know, the experience of going through the toy store and, you know, seeing your favorite characters on the shelf. Like, oh, man. I mean, yeah, you can see it online, but what studies are showing is that, you know, today's millennial, today's child, is they have their heads buried into a tablet, buried into a screen. Everything is on their laptops, their phones, their televisions. Kids don't go outside anymore. You remember when your mom used to tell you, hey,
what my kids do?
Get your ass, take your ass outside and go play. I don't know how many times that I heard that, but you don't see that as much no more. I mean, you have kids that, you know, they have bikes and they don't even ride the bikes. The bikes just collect dust every year. Instead, they'd rather just sit in front of the TV and watch Minecraft or play video games, PlayStation, Xbox. That's it. That's what we're doing now, 2018. Whatever happened to the Etch-a-Sketch and the Light Bright? I miss those days.
Wow, they will never know what call waiting is either. Oh, well.
Yeah, it's tragic. Tragic. Like, the family unit is over with, man. It took me a while to come to terms with that because I was real big on the family joint, but the internet is taking over. It's taking over. I had a funeral the year before last, yo, and the people who, I mean, it's weird. Like, the people who couldn't make it, they had like a Skype page set up for them, so they watched the funeral via Skype from their living room. It's like, come the fuck on, man. Really?
Wow.
Man,
the laziness is real.
Yeah, like, if you can't show up, you can't show up. It is what it is. But, like, funerals, again, coming from that generation, was like a two-part thing. Like, you know, you get a sad shit, some fool at the funeral, jumping up and down. And then after, the good memories would be like the repast and eating, talking, catching up on shit. Don't do that shit no more. They do it all on the internet. I'm quite sure when I die, it'll be like two people there and like 50 cameras recording it for people at home. That's just what it is.
Going live. Right. People going live at the funeral now.
Yep.
They're going live.
Yep. I'm sure that's what it'll be. And that's like acceptable.
I mean, but what's being said about, you know, the whole bankruptcy thing with Toys R Us and them shutting down, you know, a multitude of stores is that really it's not the Amazons and the Targets and Walmarts of the world that created this. It's just a change of the times. You know, people are wanting everything like right now. They want it fast. They don't want to have to stand in line. They don't want to have to, you know, wade through the people. They just want to get in and get out. And doing it online, they can do that. They don't have to worry about you know, having to deal with traffic and, you know, getting there and thinking, and in the comfort of their own PJs, can order that new Star Wars toy, that Ben 10 toy.
I get it, because I'm honestly one of them women. I don't like shopping. I really do not. I do not like going into a store and looking for nothing or looking for something and then they don't have it or whatever. I just really don't. If I can't find it in like 10 minutes, I'm walking out the damn store. That's just me. Now, online, that's something different. I don't have to go in those stores. I can look at it and see exactly what it is. Once I've ordered from the place, once you kind of know how to close or shoes or whatever fits. So, yeah, and I'm not about to sit there and fight through no Black Friday sales or anything like that. A new toy come out, whatever, because we're talking about Toys R Us. A new toy comes out, and they got people lined up, and they got people fighting each other, going to the hospital and stuff. I'm sorry, I ain't got time for that. I just really don't.
I like it, man. I'm a shopper.
I'm not at all. To each his own, though.
I've been fucking shopping.
True
you know
that.
What I found out? I've been like all of this shit is like attached, especially when you're talking about like the internet and buying shit online or whatever. Like, people be pressed for time, and like they really don't even know why they pressed for time anymore. I catch myself in traffic, like on my off days, out like if a light or a train comes by, I'm like pissed the fuck off. Like I'm really in a rush. I'm just going to get some fucking air freshener. Why am I rushing? I'm just going to get some air freshener. Just take a chill. So,
because we're in a microwave generation.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that and also there is also people do have stuff to do. When you got more than just you to deal with, you got kids, you got husband, you got these people, you got people that are counting on you. Then yeah, I do get being hurt. That's one of the reasons why it's like, okay, I want to know what I'm doing, when I'm doing, how I'm doing it, because I need to be able to plan out my time, because it's more than just me that depends on me. So yeah, time is money.
And apparently all the money is being spent online. You're not going in those buildings no more. But in other news, we also wanted to talk about, we only got about 10 minutes left in the show. If you would like to get more information, just continue to listen to the show. The podcasts are always available right after we finish. You can also listen to any of our previous shows that we've done in the past on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/life and shit. Spell it the same way we spell it. So in other news, we were talking. I was talking to you about this, Nas, and I think I talked to you about it too, Danny, about what's been going on this side of the coast. So within the span of a week, there has been multiple high-speed chases where these thugs, you want to call them thugs? They could be thugs. Or just these people.
I'm not going to call them no thugs.
I said if
I'm
you
not
going to
call them thugs.
But these people are jumping in and out of cars like they're on the game Grand Theft Auto. If you've ever played that game, you know how it works. So you get points for knocking people out. You get points for running people over, shooting people down. You also get points for completing missions. And sometimes your mission involves you to steal a car, take that car to another area, and then drop that car off and get in another car and take that one. And that's your mode of transportation. But instead of the game, guys are really doing this in real life, though.
Yeah, they are. And I think we talked about this before, because in Chicago right now, there's a little epidemic of they will carjack somebody to go and commit the crime, and then ditch the car and then keep it moving. Now, I don't think that this is correct. I don't think this is right at all. It is absolutely wrong. But, and I'm gonna pull a Nas on this one. It's smart as fuck, though. If you really, really think about it, it's a little smart, because if you rent a car or you do anything that's connected to anybody who's in your crew's name, and something goes down with that vehicle, they catch the car or whatever, they gonna find you. So the idea of, okay, just let me just grab a car real quick. I'm sure they're not trying to hurt nobody. At least I would hope they're not trying to hurt nobody. Well, let me just go grab this car over here real quick. I'm going to go do what I need to do, and then I'm going to just let that one just stay there. I don't give a fuck, and I'm going to go ahead and handle my business. That is kind of smart. As wrong as it is, if you really think about it, it is kind of smart.
Yeah, I mean, you're not connecting yourself with that vehicle, but in the interim, you know, what about the people's lives that you're endangering when you're going high speeds of, like, you know, 80, 90, 100 miles an hour down a residential
street? I'm in agreement.
Residential street.
I'm in agreement. I'm in total agreement with you. Like I said, it's wrong what they're doing, because, yes, you are putting a whole lot of lives in danger. But in regards to you not wanting to get caught or something like that, I can see that. It's still wrong. It's all get out. Just wrong.
I mean, it begs the question: are these video games like Grand Theft Auto or Ghost Recon and all these different?
I can't even do it. Nope. I'm not going to even do that one, because that goes back to mental issues. That I don't think it has anything to do with the play of the game. Those are mental issues. They were there already. I'm not going to sit there and... Yes, I have. But I'm not about to sit there and hold a game responsible for my actions.
Have you heard the subliminal messages that come out of those games?
Yes.
Like, have you ever just sat
and not played
it and just listened to it? Okay. All right.
Yes, I understand. I do get that. I do get the subliminal messaging. I get the backwards masking. I get all of that. Believe me, I studied that when I was younger. My parents were into all of that shit, because they think everything was the devil. So, yeah, I do know. But again, I'm not about to sit there and hold a game responsible for someone's physical actions.
And speaking of the devil, I'm glad you mentioned
really?
That. Yeah.
The devil made them do it. That's the next thing they're going to say. The devil made him do it.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Because actually, coming up, and we do want to let you guys know that this is Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. We are deep inside the show. Actually, we starting to wrap it up a little bit, but coming up next week, in case you missed this one, you definitely better check in for our next show next week, because we're going to be talking about religion. Ooh. What do you believe in?
I love the Lord. I love the Lord.
We also have a special guest on the show that is going to speak to how sometimes, you know, we have different beliefs, but some of those beliefs are similar, even in other countries. We actually have a sergeant coming on the line next week for the show to talk about how the religion is similar and different in other countries as compared to the U.S. and how we're somewhat fighting the same battles. Let that sink in for a minute.
Things that make you go, hmm.
Yeah, so be sure to tune in next week for that. We will definitely be giving you all you can stand. It's probably going to raise a couple eyebrows and ruffle a couple of feathers, but this is Life and Shit Radio. That's what we do. You got any shout-outs, Nas? You got about, like, 4 minutes.
I'm going to give a shout-out. I'm going to give a shout-out to my guy, Donald Trump, for getting his meeting set up with Kim Jong-un. Kim has blinked. And apparently America's great again. I don't know if
is it really going to happen, though? That's what I want to know.
What?
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Fuck ever. Whatever.
It's going to happen because Trump is awesome. And great guy. Love to have dinner with him.
What about you, Danny?
Yeah, I do have some shout outs. I like to give shout outs to, of course, to my family. I love them, my husband, my children, Josiah, Jaden, and Michaela, my grandson Noah. You guys are awesome. And I love y'all so much. I also like to give a shout out to my best friend in the world, Cass, holding me down all the time. Also like to give shouts out to all those people who are doing their sub sizzle on their terms. And yeah, live your best life. Don't allow anyone else to get in your way. It's not necessarily think that anybody's doing anything against you. It's for them. So therefore, you need to do what you need to do for you. Handle your business. Love each other. And that's all I got.
Hey. And I want to give a shout out to all the beautiful people of the world. One love to all the beautiful people. And even more love to all the ugly people in the world. You know why? Because you're ugly. And you may not get a lot of love.
He loves the ugly people of the world. He loves the ugly people of the world.
I'm here to tell you that it's all good. You can be as ugly as you want to be, but I still love you. And just know this. It's okay. Bring your little ugly kids. Bring them. Won't you come?
They're not ugly. They're special. They're not ugly. They're special. Children are not ugly. They're special.
Bring that little crispy burnt
little critter.
Little critter to the stage. Bring them. They'll get hugs.
You're just wrong. Just wrong. Just wrong.
Shout out to those.
I just told y'all that there are no ugly children, and my son Josiah just gave me this look like you done lost your rabbit ass mind, but okay.
There's some ugly kids out here. I mean, they are ugly.
They're not ugly, they're special.
Ugliness is strong. We all can't be cute because then it wouldn't be that valuable. So shout out to the ugly people for taking them L's, kids as well. Little uglies in training. See you.
Little fuglies.
Yep.
Shout out to the little fuglies. But we do appreciate y'all listening in to the show, man. We're gonna come back with bigger and better material and continue to bring you nothing but the real all day long and all day strong. Life and Shit Radio, all up in your eardrums. Better than your mama's biscuits with the butter on it. Even that biscuit in the middle. That's it. And I guess from right here, we just gonna L.I.G. it.
Yeah.
And guess what,
peace
guys?
Out, y'all.
Guess what?
Tune in next week.
Guess what? But guess what?
What?
I gotta tell you this.
What?
I have peace to tell us. You this. You wanna know why? Did you really, really wanna know why?
Why? Why?
Because I love us. Wait for it.
Long pause.
For real. I love us. For real.
And we
what the fuck do whatever that means.
Now that the show is over, we hope you had a great fucking time. Thank you for listening to Life and Shit Radio.